We got a couple of Cougars and JQ joining us. JQ Roberts, also Gavin Reed joining us. The other outstanding senior. We'll go with JQ and quick work. You didn't want to fool around tonight. 22 points all in the first half, but talk about the second quarter. It was electric. You outscored them 29-8. That caused separation. But talk a little about tonight's game. As you guys, 9 in a row. You're smoking, my friend.
Yes, sir, definitely. One of the things coming in is we want to make sure we finish out games. So we get in that locker room. We're up by a lot, but we want to be able to finish it out and don't let them come back. So one of the things we talked about was playing with intensity, playing with effort, and just ultimately making the right plays and staying poised.
Well, I tell you, another thing you guys did was put on that outstanding zone trap of yours at 1-2-2. You induced them into 13 turnovers, and really that took the life out of them, didn't it?
Yes, sir. So that's one of the game plans coming in. They got a couple ball handlers, but we're pretty good on defense too. So one of the things that we work on is that press break, that 1-2-2. We do it a lot in practice, and, of course, it shows on the court.
Well, talk a little about where your game is right now. It's just taken off. It's improving. You're on a similar trail as you guys were last year when you ran out those 17 victories all the way to the Final Four. But I know that's the goal right now. But where's your game as compared to where it was, a year ago when you're on a similar type streak?
It definitely evolved. We came in as a team playing together. We played with each other since elementary. So we know we are on the court. We know our strengths and weaknesses. But we got a lot of things to improve on. 9-game winning streak, but we want to make that 10, 11, 12. So when we get in these practices, we got to make sure we lock in and focus up for the rest of the season.
Well, I tell you, this guy standing next to you has been El Fuego from behind the line, that Gavin Reed. Since he's been back from that leg injury, he's been red hot from behind the line. Talk about what his offense has meant, especially shooting that three ball.
He's one of the hardest working players I know. Playing together with him, he's improved phenomenally. That three is amazing because it brings out that defense. They have to guard him out, so it spreads out for everybody else. Getting those buckets for him early in the game will help us in the long run. So I'm blessed and proud to be a teammate of his going up. So it's tremendous.
Gavin, talk a little about your three-point shooting and just how great it has been to get back into the flow offensively since you were, out of the lineup, and to have this 9-game winning streak and what it all means this your senior year.
Mainly it's just been confidence. I started the year out, not really looking for my shot, but I started hitting some shots and started looking for it more. And, guys start looking for me then when I start shooting it more and hitting them. So it spreads the defense out and gets JQ his open drives, Luke his open drives, DeJuan, all of it.
You guys have just been on fire team-wise these last three games. Tonight you put 68 up on the board, but you're averaging about 75-plus. What's been the big key offensively for you? You've just been, like tonight's second quarter, you outscore them. It put, 29-8. You're just jumping up. You're having good starts, aren't you?
It's ball movement. Yeah. Nobody's really looking for just theirs. Everybody's looking for the defense, and if somebody collapses down, I know that whoever it is going to kick it out and look for the next guy and trust that it's going to come back to him.
Well, we're seeing a vast improvement, too, in your defense. Talk about your defensive improvement this year.
Especially with Coach DC, he's always preached that to me, and, yeah. It's just a big thing of mine to always work on it, work on my lateral movement, and make sure I can keep guys in front of me, because that is one of the most important things in basketball is to make sure you can guard somebody, because if you're not going to get stops and – defense leads to offense. So,
well, talking about offense, and I want you both to expound on what Luke Lindemann has meant offensively. He had 17 points tonight, and he had 8 in the second half. And I loved his dunk the other night. Now, he's starting to rival you, JQ, with dunk points, style points. Are you teaching him how to get style points dunking the basketball?
That's one of the things we work on in practice, Dunk Academy. After practice, you get a couple dunks in. I'm proud of the kid, sophomore coming in. The sky's the limit for him. He's shown tremendous growth. I'm glad to see what he's going to become into and ultimately be a star player.
And Gavin, you know what? You've gotten hot here in the last four or five games from behind the line. Lindemann was leading everybody shooting the three ball. Since you have started warming up, you have surpassed him. So you guys have got a battle percentage-wise shooting the ball behind the line. Now, he's learning from you now. that's the way it should be, shouldn't it? Senior versus sophomore?
Yeah.
But he's meant a lot to the squad offensively. Mm-hmm.
He's one of the best offensive rebounds. I mean, he just finds himself in the right spot every single time, getting a tip on it or grabbing it every time.
Well, make the run, boys, and get a shower, and congratulations. You got a little spell till you play again, but you got to take on Columbus North. But we'll see you here down the road, and congratulations on another very well-played game.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you in the tournament.
Yes, sir.
JQ Roberts, Gavin Reed.